This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Cam Newton was released by the Panthers yesterday. That news came down towards the end of the show that they were going to do that. They wound up releasing Cam Newton. I want to get into the big picture of the quarterback position in the NFL in just a second. But Seth, now that we've had 24 hours almost to digest Cam Newton being released, have you come up with a logical landing spot for Cam Newton, given how jammed up the musical chairs are at the quarterback position and given the fact that there are still viable solutions out there at quarterback like Jameis Winston and potentially Andy Dalton in a trade maybe with Cincinnati or if they decide to release him?
I think that the biggest problem here, Sean, is that Cam hasn't been healthy for two straight years. He had his shoulder issue and then 2 years ago, and then he only played two games last year. And I think there are a lot of teams that if they could know for sure that Cam Newton was completely healthy and was going to look like he did a few years ago, then it would be a slam dunk. Like, I think it would be a slam dunk in San Diego. I think it would be a slam dunk for the Jacksonville Jaguars if the Jaguars could manage it with their cap. Because I think is Gardner Minshew going to be offended or put out or somehow not come back if
no.
Cam Newton's there? Of course not.
No.
Gardner Minshew can handle this. Just the Jaguars are also kind of in reset mode right now. I can't stop thinking about Cam Newton with the New England Patriots. And as many valid arguments as there are for Cam Newton not going to New England, I still think there's some part of Bill Belichick that would love the challenge of changing the offense up, but also doing it with a quarterback who's an older quarterback, not as old as Tom Brady, but I could say maybe kind of a compatriot of Tom Brady or a peer of Tom Brady, and maybe sticking it to the legacy of Tom Brady that way. Say, look, I can do it with Cam Newton. I can do it with Tom Brady. I can do it with whoever I choose. I'm Bill freaking Belichick.
Seth, Cam Newton and Jameis Winston are easily the two biggest names still out there at the quarterback position. If you were a head coach or a general manager, which one would you take?
I think it depends on where I am in my cycle. Like, do I really want to go for it and try to win a championship this year? Or do I potentially think, okay, can I make something go with Jameis Winston? And if we can somehow reel him in and do what Bruce Arians wasn't able to do and get him to stop throwing so many interceptions, can I have this guy for the next 5 to 10 years? Or even say less, 3 or 4 years? I think you could say that. So I think like Jameis Winston actually makes more sense for the Jaguars than Cam Newton does, because they are in that little bit of a reset mode. And because I don't think there's necessarily the, you know, Jameis doesn't have the ego concerns that Cam would. Jameis has already been through being in a quarterback competition, being benched, you know, having to fight in claw's way and prove himself to Bruce Arians, where Cam Newton has never been in that position. And I'm not saying that as a criticism whatsoever. I think there are a lot of starting NFL quarterbacks who, just because of their star quality and kind of almost their persona, wouldn't handle being backups well. I don't think Tom Brady would handle being a backup very well. And I don't think Cam Newton would handle being a backup very well either.
Yeah, and Cam, Seth, I feel like if I were an odds maker, which I that would be my second favorite thing to do behind doing the show with you every day. I would say it's 50-50 right now that Cam's going to be a starting quarterback in week one versus a backup. And make no mistake, Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay is the most intriguing thing as far as this quarterback carousel goes, because we're going to get to watch it play out on the field every week. Cam Newton, at least in terms of following what's going on in that city, like we don't get to watch Cam Newton be a backup quarterback on TV. He's just going to be standing there watching or playing a clipboard or holding a clipboard and watching the game. But it's going to be fascinating if it happens to watch Cam Newton have to digest being the backup to somebody who is in all likelihood physically at least inferior to him, only because Cam Newton is one of the biggest physical specimens at that position in the league.
Well, and sometimes I think that the quarterback controversy concerns are overblown. I think some locker rooms can handle a quarterback controversy. Sometimes they can't. But, man, Cam would fuel such a controversy because he's sitting there almost just by his physical appearance alone. Have you ever met Cam Newton in person?
No. I mean, I've seen him walking around Radio Row. He's a gigantic human being.
Yeah, he's just such an imposing figure and just like kind of has an aura about him where because of his size and his physique and kind of like he's a good-looking guy, he just looks like the All-American quarterback. And there's something about that and knowing what he's been able to do in the past that if you're out there and Gardner Minshew is starting for two or three games and it's not going all that well, there's going to be a huge quarterback controversy with and not with the fans, although that it will happen with the fans, but that doesn't matter as much as the fact the guys in the locker room are going to start wondering, well, what the hell? Why is Cam not going in there? So I think that Cam, I think for his own sake, and I think for the sake of whichever team signs him, he's got to go to a place where he's the starter day one. And I think that the Patriots are that place. You know, Jarrett Stidham can bide his time. Jarrett Stidham can continue to learn. I think same goes for Gardner Minshew. I don't think Tyrod Taylor is going to be clamored for over Cam Newton by anybody in the locker room. And I just think about the closest experience I've had to like a really notable quarterback controversy was when Rob Johnson and Doug Flutie were the controversy in Buffalo. Yeah, and I just remember, and I only know because I remember talking to Jay Foreman, the Texans middle linebacker. The Texans traded for Jay Foreman, traded for him from the Bills. But Jay was there during that Rob Johnson. I wanted to say Doug Johnson. That would have been another interesting one. that was a split locker room, you know, and there were a lot of people that were wondering, like, why the hell isn't Doug Flutie playing? This guy can play. And I'm sure people with the Bills were thinking, well, because we traded the pick that eventually drafted Fred Taylor to get this guy. So think about that. Think about the Jaguars. The Jaguars traded Rob Johnson and ended up using that pick to get Fred Taylor. That's an all-time lopsided trade, the way it ended up working out. I mean, it was a reasonable trade at the time, I suppose. You're just trying to get a quarterback, but man.
Boy, that should give us hope with David Johnson, Seth. Hey, who knows? Maybe this David Johnson winds up being Fred Taylor was a guy who was really injury prone early in his career and then wound up playing like another 7 years.
Well, you know what? There's another one. If you talk about just how there's no set rule for how guys are going to handle being benched or there being a quarterback controversy or anything, Fred Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew were one of the first kind of marquee guys that just shared carries and did it happily. You know, the Jaguars drafted Maurice Jones-Drew to be Fred Taylor's successor. And I think Fred, because of his injury history, was just kind of cool with it. And partly, Fred's just a really good dude. Like, Fred's one of my favorite teammates ever because for a guy that was just as freakishly talented as he was, it's just very understated and quiet and really, really good football IQ, just genuinely cared about winning. So it worked with him. Quarterback's a different position. You know, I don't know about, Tom Brady was a backup earlier in his career, but then he became Tom Brady. And we've heard Ross Tucker told us the stories about when Tom Brady was, even when he was a young backup with no reason to think that he was going to be a starter anytime soon, he was talking all kinds of smack behind Drew Bledsoe's back. I don't know if he's grown emotionally since then, especially now that he's won 6 Super Bowls.
Right. That's funny. The closest thing that we're going to get to Bill O'Brien speaking open and honestly about the Hopkins trade is what we have for you.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.